The Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast brings you a unique view of Mesa through its vibrant business community and the subjects that are important. The podcast is produced in the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Media Studio, sponsored by the University of Phoenix. Our podcast is hosted by Mesa Chamber of Commerce CEO Sally Harrison. Please enjoy this episode of the Mesa Chamber Inside Business Podcast.
Hi, I'm Sally Harrison, President and CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, and today in the podcast studio, we have Pam Williams, who is here representing small business from the City of Mesa.
That's correct. Thank you, Sally.
Well, welcome. So this series of episodes is sponsored by the Mesa Business Builder. Thinking about starting or growing your small business in Mesa? Mesa has all the tools for entrepreneurs and small business owners to hit the ground running. Learn more about and sign up for small business assistance programs at mesabusinessbuilder.com. There you go. Awesome. We've set the groundwork. So let's talk about certificate of occupancies, or CFO, right?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us what that is.
Yeah, Sally, that's a great question. We get that a lot in the development services office. A certificate of occupancy is essentially saying that the space or suite complies with building code for the usage and for the occupancy classification.
Well, there you go. So is a certificate of occupancy always required?
A certificate of occupancy is always required. That's an international building code requirement. It's also something that's reiterated in the City of Mesa Municipal Code as well.
Okay, all right. So yes, we need that. It's very important. When do I have to get a new certificate of occupancy, or can I use an old one?
Yeah, so a certificate of occupancy is something that you may need if you're applying for something additional, maybe like mm-hmm. through licensing with the City of Mesa, mm-hmm. or potentially if you're applying for something with the state, maybe the Department of Health, something like that.
Okay.
If there is an existing certificate of occupancy in the City of Mesa, we don't say that you have to have your business name on it, mm-hmm. as long as the occupancy classification is the same and the function of space is the same.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so okay. You can actually use the existing one. Now, we always want to make sure that there is an existing one. We don't want to assume, right? But if there is an existing certificate of occupancy and maybe the occupancy classification is different, mm-hmm. so if I have a hair salon and maybe you want to have something different, like mm-hmm. a daycare, we can't use that existing certificate of occupancy. Okay. We would need to get a new one.
Okay, good to know. I might have a chamber member that should talk to you.
Absolutely. I'd love that.
So how would one get a certificate of occupancy?
Yeah. So we have a couple of steps that we can take. The City of Mesa does have some documents that we keep. We try to keep them as long as we can. And so sometimes we can do a document retrieval request. Mm-hmm. That's asking the City of Mesa to go through our records. We've got some microfilm. We've got some paper plans. And we do have someone that's assigned to kind of go back, look through that, see if they can find it. Mm-hmm. A faster way would definitely be maybe using the electronic system that we have. It's called
sure.
DIMES.
And DIMES, D-I-M-E-S?
D-I-M-E-S, like okay. a handful of 10-cent coins.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually access that through the internet. You can go to mesaaz.gov/DIMES.
Okay.
You can go through the search function and see if you can find it. Now, that system only goes back to 2017. So it doesn't go back too far, but if it's there, mm-hmm. you can definitely use it. The most, I guess, quick way to get that would be through an existing business owner.
Uh-huh.
So if they have it on hand, if the property owner has it on hand and they can pass that to you,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be the fastest way right
okay.
there.
Makes
so a couple
sense.
Different ways.
Makes sense. Well, when should someone start the process of obtaining a certificate of occupancy?
Yeah, so my suggestion is to start that process as soon as possible. And that's just because there can be longer processes if a certificate of occupancy isn't on file, if it can't be found, and if it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say we're changing occupancies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going from that barber shop to maybe like a daycare or something
uh-huh.
more intense.
Right.
That process can be a little bit longer. So trying to find out what that certificate of occupancy is, if it exists, it's best to know that information up front.
Uh-huh.
That way you're kind of aware of the time resources. And if you're going to have to get some plans or anything that's involved with that,
mm-hmm.
I think it's best to know that before you sign the lease, before
sure.
you're locked into paying rent and you're
mm-hmm.
trying to get moving, and then
mm-hmm.
you find out you don't have a certificate of occupancy, and
mm-hmm.
now you've got all these steps to do.
Okay, good information. I have a question for you.
Absolutely.
What if somebody wasn't paying attention and just opened? What are penalties for moving ahead without a CFO?
Yeah, definitely. So we've definitely had some businesses that maybe signed a lease and didn't know, mm-hmm. or they're operating and they didn't know. And I get it, right? Sometimes we know our business really well.
Right.
We don't know those kind of steps that are involved in development services and mm-hmm. permitting and things like that. So I always tell everyone, my biggest thing is it can be done. It doesn't mean that it's going to be the quickest way mm-hmm. or maybe the cheapest way, but it's definitely something that we can do. So my suggestion is starting with finding what that certificate of occupancy is, if it exists, mm-hmm. and then we kind of go from there.
Okay.
At the city, if we can substantiate that there was some sort of occupancy and it's similar, we may have a process that we can take you through mm-hmm. in order to get one generated.
Awesome. Anything else on this topic?
I just want to make sure that we're letting everyone know that they can come down to Development Services. Mm-hmm. They can reach out to us via email or they can give us a phone call. We're happy to help businesses sort of look for this, do the due diligence, get the research done. I know that there's a need to sort of get into a space, get moving, and
sure.
get that business going. But I think the most important thing is that we're assisting businesses in being informed. So mm-hmm. the Development Services office is 55 North Center Street.
Okay.
And we are there Monday through Thursday. Mm-hmm. We start at 7 and we leave at 6. Mm-hmm. Or they can reach out to Permit Services. So that's 480-644-4273. We do have a small business line, 480-644-5600. Uh-huh. Or they can email smallbusiness@smbz@mesaaz.gov.
Perfect. Thanks for all the information.
You're welcome. Thanks, Sally.
Thank you.
This has been a Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast. You can find all podcast episodes at iTunes, Spotify, or your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them online at mesachamber.org. Content of this podcast is copyright the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, unless otherwise noted.